From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting a developing story from Thailand. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is on the scene of an explosion that rocked a crowded commercial area in Bangkok around 7 p.m. local time on Monday. The blast hit near the popular Hindu Erawan Shrine and marks the worst bombing in the Thai capital in more than a decade. "We've seen six bodies under sheets," Herman said from the scene. At that time of the evening, there would have been hundreds of people inside the shrine, he added. Video from the scene shows body parts strewn along the street and on top of nearby cars. We'll have more on the story as it unfolds. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed while flying through bad weather about 30 minutes after takeoff on Sunday. Officials said that rescue teams were working to get to the crash site. It's not clear if anyone survived. Hundreds of residents in the Chinese port city of Tianjin who were displaced after last week's massive explosions protested on Monday, demanding the government compensate them for homes that were badly damaged from the blasts. All this as the death toll rises to 114, including 21 firefighters. Tianjin's vice mayor told reporters Monday that about 700 tons of sodium cyanide was being stored within the blast site, triggering concerns the city's water supply has been contaminated. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement Monday to end their civil war. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc, the IGAD. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. As Sri Lanka holds elections to choose a new parliament, all eyes are on the bid by its former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, to stage a political comeback. He was ousted 7 months ago, but now wants to return as the country's prime minister. From New Delhi, Anjana Pasricha reports.
Sri Lankans headed to over 12,000 polling booths on Monday to make a crucial choice, whether to stay with current Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe or give Mahinda Rajapaksa, who suffered a shocking defeat in January, a chance to occupy another commanding political position. The two men are the main contenders in the race to control the 225-member parliament and become prime minister. Mr. Rajapaksa says he is confident that the coalition led by his Sri Lanka Freedom Party will win more than half the seats. Ranil Wickremesinghe of the United National Party dismisses his optimism. Mr. Rajapaksa's battle to stay politically relevant stems from his need to protect himself and his family from charges of corruption. One of his sons has also been implicated in the alleged murder of a former rugby star. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law on Sunday that calls for the death penalty for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. Under the new law, those who form or lead a terror group can face punishment up to death. For journalists, going against the official version of an attack can mean fines of between $25,000 and $64,000. Amnesty International calls the law draconian. The Committee to Protect Journalists sent a letter to Mr. Sisi last month urging him not to sign the restrictions and to set free all journalists being held in jail in connection with their work. The United States and South Korea began an annual joint military exercise on Monday, despite angry threats from North Korea. The exercise is taking place amid heightened tensions on the peninsula, this after two South Korean soldiers were maimed when landmines exploded as they were patrolling near the demilitarized zone. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets across Brazil Sunday, calling for the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff because of a corruption scandal and rising inflation. Much of the public anger towards Ms. Rousseff stems from revelations of a kickback scheme at a state-run oil company, Petrobras. Some of the alleged wrongdoing took place when Ms. Rousseff was chairman of the Petrobras board, though she is not being investigated. Adding to Ms. Rousseff's woes is the country's ailing economy. Brazil once had one of South America's most robust economies, but now is sliding into recession. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish for the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.